Try to be a little quick on this because I know we're ready to get home. It says, a home for our journeys. So we said about journeys, you take a trip. You go somewhere. But if you think about it, every day we go. We go out. We leave and we come back. Where do we leave from? Where do we come back to? Where do you go? Yeah, home. You come back to home. Food. Love, warmth, care when you're sick. And we always come back. But we bring something back from going out in the day. Every day we bring something back, more than groceries or our books. But somebody will ask you about your day. They'll say, how did your day go? What do you say? That's an opportunity to share with them what you bring back. How did your day go? How many of you just go, fine? Fine. But it's an appreciation. It's an opportunity for that. Todd and Meg do five happy thoughts. I have friends who every day share what they appreciate about each other and about their day. An adventure shared. You've heard the story of the Hobbit, and you've seen the movie probably, The Hobbit or The Lord of the Rings, Bilbo and Frodo and... What's real important in that is the Shire. It's home. They always think about home. It's what keeps them going. It's the thoughts of home, defending home. What do they talk about? Second breakfast, you know? Second breakfast, even when they're out on their journeys, second breakfast. Home, inspiring journeys of truth and meaning. Here's a quote from Sharon Park's book, Big Questions, Worthy Dreams. Exploring finding young adult faith in the modern world. She said again, and this is in her chapter, Becoming at Home in the Universe. This will be a lot of big words, but I'm going to read it anyway. It has become increasingly clear that there is value and healing in incorporating into our understanding of human development an imagination of becoming at home. A part of becoming at home in the universe is discovering our place within it. In the new global commons in which we now find ourselves, we are beginning to recognize that this becoming is not so much a matter of leaving home as it is undergoing a series of transformations in the meaning of home. We grow and become both by letting go and holding on, by leaving and staying, journeying and abiding. Whether we are speaking geographically, socially, intellectually, emotionally, or spiritually, a good life and the cultivation of wisdom require a balance of home and pilgrimage, of staying and going out. Coincidentally, it just so happens, and Catherine reminded me, coincidentally means it happens at the same time kind of thing, just sort of happens, or it means it just so happens, that 1 year ago, tomorrow, was our homecoming service. It was our first day of coming home into this building, into this sanctuary, this home for belonging, to feel at home in the universe. Look around. Feel the difference of what it feels like than to look around over a year ago. Feel at home in the universe. Our sanctuary is home, our chalice as compass to go out, live well, do good things, come back, belong. This is a home for heroes to go out and bring back. Look around the room. Every one of you is one of those journeying heroes making this place the home for journeys.